Can you believe that the time is going to be changing next weekend?
Is it next weekend already?
Yeah, less than a week.
Wow.
So Dormez-vous wants you to spring forward and don't fall back on your sleep. And we want to hook you up with $300 to spend with our friends at Dormez-vous. Good morning to Jackie and Pierrefonds. How's it going?
Good, good. You?
Good. We're doing well. So you woke up feeling smarter than Sam?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Awesome. All right, Jackie, you know how to play?
Yeah.
Wonderful. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. Good luck.
Okay, Jackie. Great. What does a chef do with a mandolin?
Spices, vegetables.
Bow, stern, starboard, and port are found on a what?
Ship.
What province is Dinosaur Park located in?
Alberta.
What is chinophobia the fear of?
I'm sorry?
What is chinophobia the fear of?
Oh, pass.
What food of the three bears did Goldilocks eat?
Oatmeal.
Okay, I'm going to give you that because you had to repeat the question. All right. Sam coming in from his isolated booth. Or, Gangnam Style. It's random.
Yeah.
Okay, you're taking on Jackie and Pierrefonds this morning.
Okay, good morning. Let's get it on. Let's do it.
Okay. What does a chef do with a mandolin?
He slices things.
Bow, stern, starboard, and port are found on a what?
A ship.
What province is Dinosaur Park located in?
Province is, pass.
What is chinophobia the fear of?
Pass.
What food of the three bears did Goldilocks eat?
Porridge.
What province is Dinosaur Park located in?
Let's go Alberta.
What is chinophobia the fear of?
I know this one. Chinophobia, that's the fear of... I'm just going to go turning left.
All right.
Bad guess.
Turning left. That's the buzzer. Let's see how you made out and how Jackie made out this morning. What does a chef do with a mandolin? He slices things. You're both correct on that one. Mm. Bow, stern, starboard, and port are found on a ship or a boat. You both got that right.
Nice. Cool.
Dinosaur Park is located in Alberta. Jackie knew that and Sam guessed and was correct. Chinophobia is the fear of snow, actually. And neither one of you were correct on that one. Who knew that? Who would have known it? And the last question, what food of the three bears did Goldilocks eat? Now, Jackie said oatmeal. Does it had to be porridge or oatmeal counts? Oatmeal counts,
nice.
Producer Rob says, which means we've got a tie.
Oh,
tiebreaker to kick off Monday.
That's how you do it.
I thought you were going to have that already, Jackie. You're just going to have to work a little bit harder. Are you ready?
I'll try. Yeah.
Okay. Jackie, according to the World Canine Organization, how many different breeds of dogs are there?
Wow.
Quick.
230.
Okay, that was after the buzzer. We're going to bring Sam in and ask him the same question. Sam, according to the World Canine Organization, how many different breeds of dogs are there?
Oh, my God. 683. Yeah. I feel like that's on the low end.
Oh, this is killing me this morning.
What happened?
This is killing me.
Rules are supposed to be
rules are supposed to be rules? She was right on the buzzer? Oh, okay. Our producer, Rob, is saying she's right on the buzzer. Okay.
Okay.
So, she's good. The answer is 340 breeds of dogs. Jackie said 230. Sam said 683.
Oh, that makes her the winner.
Jackie, yes, it does. Finally!
Jackie!
Wow.
Awesome.
How does it feel?
Wow.
Great.
You just beat Sam.
Right. That's great.
That's the first loss I've had in over 2 weeks.
Oh, well.
Way to go.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I don't listen on Fridays, but yeah, cool. Oh.
You did it. Way to go.
Congratulations, Jackie. It's not an easy feat. You are officially smarter than Sam. And you can go ahead and say it. Say, my name is Jackie and I'm smarter than Sam.
My name is Jackie, and I'm smarter than Sam.
Yes.
Yeah, Jackie. Way to go.
Yeah, you are.
Congratulations. We've got $300 for you to spend at Dormez-vous so you can sleep well at night knowing you're the smartest person in the city.
Perfect.
Just hang on the line a second, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Jackie, congratulations. There you go. What a great way to kick off the week.
She'll have a better sleep than I will tonight, that's
for
sure.
She will.
I told you the winning streak was over.
Yeah, you called it.
All right, we've got your next chance to take him down, hopefully 2 for 2 this morning, coming up this morning at 7:40. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy with Maroon 5 on the way for you. Plus, we are getting those texts. If you haven't registered for the Beats payroll payout, you should do it. You can do it at thebeat925.ca or send us your name plus the word payroll to 92925. Okay, that kicks off on Monday morning at 7:20. We're giving away up to $12,000. That's right. All week this week, your chance to win 4 tickets to Summit Morin Heights so you can ski there, which would be amazing. It's absolutely beautiful.
Very cool.
And we've got Julie from LaSalle ready to put Sam in his place. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. I woke up nice and early this morning.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to give this a shot.
Amazing.
Good start.
He already lost once this morning, so I think you're calling on a good day.
Oh, my goodness. Let's hope so.
Okay. Good luck, Julie. 30 seconds on the clock for you.
Okay, Julie. What city's flag has a white pine, fleur-de-lis, rose, shamrock, and a thistle?
Quebec.
What Quebec songstress won the 1988 Eurovision competition?
Quebec songstress. Celine Dion.
Hugh Jackman, Liam Hemsworth, and Nicole Kidman are actors from what country?
From Australia.
If someone is masticating, what are they doing?
Chewing.
What industry employs best boys and key grips?
Can you repeat that? Or that?
What filament? What industry employs best boys and key grips?
Film industry.
Okay, Sam is gonna come back in from his isolated booth. Oh, listening to Taylor Swift. Oh, I love this song, actually. That was her new album is good, but that was the best Taylor album. That whole album. All right, 30 seconds on the clock.
All right, winning never goes out of style, by the way. So let's have another
one
right
now. You didn't do that
earlier, did you? Starting now.
You lost.
Okay. What city's flag has a white pine, fleur-de-lis, rose, shamrock, and a thistle?
Our very own Montreal flag.
What Quebec songstress won the 1988 Eurovision competition?
The only one I know of, Celine Dion.
Hugh Jackman, Liam Hemsworth, and Nicole Kidman are actors from what country?
Down under in Australia.
If someone is masticating, what are they doing?
Chewing.
What industry employs best boys and key grips?
In the film industry.
That's all five.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see how y'all made out this morning.
Let's.
What city's flag has a white pine, a fleur-de-lis, rose, shamrock, and a thistle? The answer is Montreal. Julie, you said Quebec. Unfortunately.
I know.
Well, you were close.
Right area.
What Quebec songstress won the 1988 Eurovision competition? Celine Dion. I didn't know that, and I called myself a Celine fan. Well, should have known that. You're both correct.
Nice.
Hugh Jackman, Liam Hemsworth, and Nicole Kidman are all from Australia. How's that for an accent? It's good, right?
Oh, that was an accent?
That was Australian accent. They're from Australia. Okay,
maybe like a half Australian who's lived most of his life, you know, away from the
If someone is masticating, what are they doing? The answer is chewing. You're both correct on that one. When I read that word really quickly, it's not what I saw at all.
Here
you
go. Enunciate.
Masticating. What industry employs best boys and key grips? The answer is the film industry, and you're both correct on that. So unfortunately, just that darn flag makes Sam the winner,
nice.
Julie.
Oh, man, I'm
going to
try again.
I'm sorry. Yeah, please do try again. We'd love to have you, and I know you're going to be really excited when you do finally take him down, so we can't wait for that.
I want to win. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too, Julie. You too. Thanks for listening. All right. Well, okay. You still started off the week with a loss. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, the week starts for me right now, so that's what counts.
And Four tickets for you to ski at Summit Morin Heights, which is so beautiful.
It's a beautiful, beautiful hill. I'm too scared for the autocorrect to say masticating, so I'm gonna say chewing.
Oh, okay? You're such a baby.
Boring.
Come on.
I don't want to get hate texts.
Go masticating. All right, text whatever you want. 92925 for your chance to win those tickets to ski Summit Morin Heights. We've got Adele on the way for you. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. 7:47 right now. And don't forget, Donna Saker has 2 hours of hits nonstop to kick off your week coming up this morning at 8:20.